And we're back with the heats now for the Extreme Pit Bikes. Number 85 out in front of this one. Chris Tucker out of Oklahoma City has the lead as they battle for that number one position. Oh, Extreme Pit Bikes, a brand new class here this year. Actually, he started in 2005, number 256, in that number two position. A great battle there as Cody Cannon out of Choctaw works on our leader, working on him hard. Big guys on little motorcycles. And he's got him. Cody Cannon apparently has taken over the lead. And there's so much activity, so much confusion, it's hard to deal with. Yes, he gets a white flag. Cody Cannon, white flag, number 85. Now in the number two position, Chris Tucker from Oklahoma City running in the number two spot. We got one rider up against the wall on the backside. Checkered flag comes out, and it is number two, 56. Cody Cannon, the winner in heat race number one for the Extreme Pit Bikes. They look a whole lot like the Mad Dogs. All right, get ready for more extreme action here with the Extreme Pit Bikes. Little bitty motorcycles, four strokes, with a whole lot of horsepower built in, just like the Mad Dogs, only more so. The same attitude as the Mad Dogs, only more so. You didn't think you'd get more so than the Mad Dogs. And somebody is now they're ready, you know, green flag flies, and away they go. 295 into the first turn. Willie Morris out of Oklahoma City, and he's got side-by-side action right there with another rider. It's going to be, let's see who it is. In the number two position, that's a complete second lap, number 62. Mark David from Noble, Oklahoma in the number two position. And somebody went off the racetrack and cut across and back on. That was number 12. Chance Osborne, who had trouble on the backside and wound up cutting across the racetrack and came back in on the front side and still losing ground to a huge battle up front. Number 295, Willie Morse, in command of this one, but trying to take it away from him. A strong challenge being applied, and he got in trouble. Number 62, Mark David. David on the inside. Into the number three. Now the number four turn. Here comes David. Got it sideways off that number four turn. White flag is out. He got him in the first turn of the last lap. Can he hold it? Number 255 back in that number two position. And the checkered flag flies in a win. Whoa, all the way he wheelied to the front turn. To the first turn. And number 62, Mark David, won it. Wheeling all the way down the front straightaway into the first turn and almost lost it. And we have another heat race now of Extreme Pit Bikes. Extreme Pit Bikes, yet another heat race. The heat races just keep coming. And they're lining them up now. Heat race number three for Extreme Pit Bikes lining up. A total of six of the Extreme Pit Bikes in this heat race. Green flag, real quick, and away we go. Oh, number 4X had the lead, but that didn't last. Matt Jorgensen had the lead and got in trouble in the first turn, and a new leader now is a complete lap number two. It's number 147. And scanning a whole big entry list. For number 147, not finding that number. Perhaps a late entry, but he is quick. He's out in front and going away. 147 here in this heat race for Extreme Pit Bikes. Little four-stroke mini bikes hopped up to the extreme. He just put a lap on number 183. The number 183, Hardy Daffenbaugh, was a lap down. Daffenbaugh, a lap down. Well, some action on the backside, and we had some lapping going on. So many riders involved in that one. Hard to tell who did what. Here's a white flag for our leader. Number 147. Unidentified, number 147. But he wins it right now. He takes the win. Number 365, apparently lapped down Sean Lloyd. We had a lot of lapping going on that time. Coming around now, 183, Daffenbach. Probably a lap down as well. All that, an extreme pit bike. And now, another heat race of extreme pit bikes coming out. Another heat race of extreme pit bikes. This is probably the last one, looks like it. And should be heat race number five. Boy, we got a gaggle of them out there this time. And some of the riders may not like each other as the little shoving match gets started at the back. Little altercation before we even got going. It's going to be crowded on that front row if they all get up there. And it looks like we're going to get them all on that one row. One, two, three, four, only six. Look like more than that. They're looking for the green flag. We've got it. Away they go. This one is underway. And a little green machine, maybe a Kawasaki copy out in front. Didn't get the number on it that time. And everybody's having trouble with that number four turn. Just can't read the number on that lead bike. And he may not be the lead bike very long because he's got three riders right behind him. And here they come swarming like bees. That may be Brett Holloway. Brett Holloway, tentatively identified as the leader. And now they tell me it's Dustin Ames. Dustin Ames, who is putting a lap on some other riders. And we'll stand a correction on that one, that's for sure. Heat race number five for the extreme pit bikes. White flag is out, and riders all over the place now. Oh, we got a rider down. The back marker went down, coming on the front straightaway. Here's the checkered flag coming out for the unidentified rider on the green machine. And when some riders get together as they came around for the number two position. Involved in that one, number three. Joey Sims apparently involved in a little shoving match as they came across the finish line. All right, we continue to rock and roll here with the next class. Going to open amateur. Motorcycles, open amateur motorcycles. Only three riders in this heat race, and it's Anthony Burano, the leader, as they go down the back straightaway. And boy, what a start that was. Number 54 back in the number two position, J.C. Clark, and having trouble coming on the front side and spinning a little bit was number eight, Jerry Buey. So here is number 59 from Catoosa, Oklahoma, Anthony Burano, circling around, trying to hold off charge after charge by J.C. Clark. And a half a lap back in third place, number eight, Jerry Buey from Newcastle, Oklahoma. So Burano, very much in command of this one. Burano, very much in command. And now a half a lap on second place. Actually, a full straightaway lead over number 54, J.C. Clark. White flag for Burano. Riding what appears to be a 450 Yamaha. Followed by a Honda four-stroke. And now the checkered flag for Burano. Second place, J.C. Clark, Honda mounted. And third place, number 8, Jerry Buey, on what appears to be a Honda as well. Heat race number 2 in open amateur motorcycle competition. Heat race number 2. And 4 bikes coming out now. Number 7, Greg Brown, the first rider out of Ada. First rider to the starting line. Followed by number 9, Tony Mosier. Bringing in now number 46G, John Varbel. And we still have one more rider ready to come up to the starting line. Heat race number 2, open amateur motorcycle division, 2-wheelers. Number 5 it is, Bobby Haney. Amateurs on the unlimited motorcycles. Heat race number 2, heat races for qualification. Uh-oh, somebody was a bit quick. Number 46G, John Varbel. Now we're ready, and away we go. And Varbel on the inside gets a hose shot. 4 riders actually going for the lead on the outside of the number 9. Tony Mosier tried to make a move on the outside, and he just blew a spark plug, it sounds like. A lot of fire coming out of the exhaust system. He runs to the back, out front, Varbel. Now in the number 2 position, number 7, Greg Brown. In third place at the end of lap number 2, Bobby Haney. Varbel, 46G, going away. John Varbel, leading number 7, Greg Brown, and number 5, Bobby Haney. They're stretched out quite a bit now. Half a lap separating first, second, and third. First and third, a full half a lap. And Tony Mosier blowing all kinds of fire out his exhaust system back in the number 4 position. Here's a white flag. 1 lap to go. John Varbel. Number 7, Greg Brown. Number 5, Bobby Haney. And number 9, Tony Mosier. Here's the checkered flag. Varbel wins it. Varbel on a Yamaha. Followed by Greg Brown on a Yamaha. And number 5, Bobby Haney, finishes third. Honda mounted. And now we've got the pro riders coming up on the vintage bikes. Pro Vintage heat race. Roy Hinkle from Lawton, Oklahoma, number 21N, number 80. That's Kenny Wang. On the extreme inside of the front row, we'll have 4 riders in this one, apparently. Number 36 plugs in, Kevin Ellsworth. And number 6H on the outside. Kicks in and in. Keith Carter. They've completed a half a lap, and they're bunched up. You can cover them with a blanket as they go into the number 3. Now the number 4 turn. Green flag flies, and it's number 21H, Roy Hinkle out of Lawton, out in front with the number 80. Right there in the number 2 position, Kenny Wang. Wang running second and coming up as they come on the front side at the end of lap 3. And the number 6 is in fourth place now as they complete another lap, Keith Carter. Big battle up front, first and second, breaking out in front of the field just a little bit, and on the outside, here comes that number 80 going for it. Got it. Kenny Wang, number 80P, is taking over the lead. And on the front straightaway, at the end of the first straightaway, number 6, Keith Carter has got a dead engine. Keith Carter has got a dead engine, so only 3 riders left running. Third place, number 36, Ellsworth. There's a white flag. One lap to go for number 80, Kenny Wang. Number 21H, Roy Hinkle. And they're running a close one and two down to the checkered flag. Coming up right here, number 80, Kenny Wang wins it. And Hinkle grabs a good second. And a straightaway back in third place, number 36, Kevin Ellensworth. And that was a Vintage Pro. He raced for qualification.